Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
It was decided by the WHO in early 2021 to use the Greek alphabet as a means of naming the many COVID-19 variants that they somehow knew were coming down the pike. Delta wasn't the first alleged variant of COVID, and there have supposedly been 8 new variants since. Omicron is merely the next one chosen to stir up fear via the corporate-run media. Delta and Omicron may be the result of India and South Africa vying for independence over their own health protocols in October of 2020. But either way, they skipped 2 letters of the Greek alphabet, nu and g. The reason seems likely. They skipped nu because saying the new variant sounds exactly like saying the new variant. And the G variant sounds as if we are naming it after Xi Jinping, which would be fitting, but the WHO obviously isn't going to do that. So it ended up as Omicron, which is also interesting. Omicron is symbolized by the I. Anagrams of Omicron are moronic, which you would have to be if you were still going along with any of this, and oncomere. Oncomeres are small endogenous RNAs that regulate gene expression post-transcriptionally. They are part of the body's natural reaction to splicing and gene editing, and are specifically associated with cancer. In 1963, the Italian film Omicron was released, about an alien taking over a person's body to recon the planet for a future invasion. Produced by Lux Films, which translates to Lucifer, the light bearer. In 2013, the film The Visitor from Planet Omicron was released, about a corrupt government that sends an alien to Earth to deliver a virus. If you add the word Delta, as in the other big media hyped variant, then you have the anagram media control. This all reminds me of reverse speech, such as the famous Obama slogan, "Yes, we can."
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That when played in reverse sounds like, "Thank you, Satan."
Thank you, Satan.
And when you play Omicron backwards, you get what some people are claiming sounds like, "Lock him up, Omicron." As if referring to their psychopathic patsy, Anthony Fauci. Weird coincidence? Are we living in the Matrix? Or is it simply psyop voodoo trickery? Whatever it is, there is no escape from any of this madness until enough people wake up and say no. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
To you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease out
outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, they really got us, ladies and gentlemen. In their jaws, on their horns, they really got us. They've got us. They've got us. And the question is, do you want to get out of their jaws before the process of our destruction is completed? This is modern war, and you're the target. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Friday, December 3rd, worldwide transmission. I think the best way for me to begin the broadcast is just to read you headlines and then to plow back into them in great detail. But here's the larger takeaway. The puppet Joe Biden came out yesterday, and then his surrogates repeated it with more detail, and said he'll do everything, quote, in his power to make sure newborns are given access to the COVID injections. Now, once they give emergency authorization, and then once you, quote, get access, that means the next day, Chicago, New York, Boston, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, and other leftist cities announce it's mandatory. No judge, no jury, no law, just like his mandate on businesses with 100 or more employees, it's just pulled out of the air. Not even an executive order. Just the decree of the king, who takes his orders, as he said, from Fauci. He said, yeah, I'll give my wife to Fauci. You know, really, he's the boss. He's the real president, Fauci. I'm just joking. No, actually, I mean it. That's another quote from yesterday. Basically nailed it. It's not even a paraphrase. So there we are. So if you translate that, what's that really mean? I'm going to forcibly inject newborns. We already got above the 12-year-olds in the massive death, heart attacks, illness. Now it's the 5-year-olds and up. And Obama and Fauci, they come like ghouls and salivate at least 3 elementary schools while the crying children are injected. And it's so over the top, people just can't believe that Joseph Mengele and Hitler just came to their school. Just one has brown skin, so he's the brown Hitler. And then he's got his Dr. Joseph Mengele there, 2.0 with him, who has a long history of taking black and poor white children. There was no Hispanics ever in the list. I guess Hispanics would fight back, I guess, culturally. It's actually been found by the globalists that generally Hispanics will actually just kill somebody if somebody tries to take their children. But white people and black people have been bred and trained to submit. And so the courts know, oh, let's just get those poor black kids. And let's just go out to these, you know, the countryside, poor single mothers with white kids, and let's just grab them. That's the two groups they targeted. About 80% were black, though. Look it up. Thousands of articles in the 90s, back when the media still had some soul. It was not totally owned by four companies. And Fauci would take the children, as young as four, from their mothers, use the fake PCR test that had just come out to say that they had HIV, which they didn't. And then when the children would escape, they'd take them and put them in lockups and put ports into their stomachs so that they couldn't get away, and they'd put toxic poisons in there till they died. But nobody cares about that because it's just black children. They do care about the German shepherds and beagles having cages put around their heads with the flesh-eating bugs under Fauci. But Fauci specifically ran in the 80s and 90s testing on more than 10,000 children, many of which died. It's over 10,000. Oh, then you see the headline, oh, the CIA knowingly covered up the rape of children by CIA personnel. Oh, and the CIA picked warlords in Afghanistan that were pedophiles and supplied them with children. And the CIA with the German government in West Germany gave hundreds of thousands of children over 40 years from their parents, mainly Christian parents was the group they targeted, and gave them to people to create a new form of love, they called it, pure NAMBLA, that the new family would be men with little boys they have sex with and women that have sex with little girls, and then teach them that that's love, so they go out and do it themselves to build an army. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. And you know what's sick about the New Yorker magazine? And what's sick about them all? DW, the biggest channel in Germany, reported it years before they did. And by the time it hit the U.S., they limited the number down to a few thousand instead of hundreds of thousands. That's in the real reports. 30,000 in this city, 25,000 in that, 10,000 in this city. I mean, they had files on this. This was government-run, still ongoing, industrial level. And that's who wants to come to your school now and inject your children. Is the very same people. Because I told you 1,000 times, if I told you once, the globalists don't want to just rape your children. They want to turn them into pedophiles like them. But if they can't turn them into pedophiles, they're going to kill them. They're going to inject them with a system that erases their immune system, makes them totally sick, and the answer is more shots, which will finally slowly kill your children. And they want to watch you, under orders, kill your child with them. In the greatest form of blasphemy you could ever imagine, giving your children to the fires of Moloch. And that's their plan. I have stacks of news here today documenting all this. So here's just some of the headlines. Twitter slaps unsafe label on American Heart Association over mRNA vaccine warning because they said, sorry, you're not the WHO or you are not Pfizer. Greg Reese filed a report this morning that just went live at band.video. We'll put it on screen for you. There it is. The inside voodoo of the Omicron fear campaign. It just went live a few hours ago. His Vimeo account has been banned, and they sent him a notice. He's doing a report on it, saying, here, let me read the notice to you, actually. Send it to me. He got sent a notice saying, you have been deleted for violating CDC and WHO protocol. You just wake up and the UN's in charge. Remember that Yahoo article a few months ago about the young collegiate athlete who had the near heart failure and heart attack and myocarditis after the Pfizer shot? His doctor said, yeah, it was the Pfizer shot. And his video had 5 million views. And they deleted his video. Instead of you re-upload it, we'll delete your account. And he had his doctor go on the news in the press conference and say, hey, they put on the insert it causes this. This was caused by this. And they said, we know you're telling the truth, but you're hurting the overall good because the shot does more good than bad, which, by the way, doesn't. And so you're not allowed to, the UN says. We just sit here in America and the UN tells us what we can say and do. And now, oh, sorry, that's not the WHO. You're not the WHO. So sorry, Twitter says to the American Heart Association, you're not allowed to tell your members and readers in a PSA that's your job that this could kill you with a heart attack.
Or Michael Carr. Oh, no. It's true, but you're not allowed to talk because you're not who? The World Health Organization. The big evil owl that's feeding on everybody. And I have all these articles today about this happening, but our own Greg Reese, oh, you're not going to show the COVID numbers. You're not going to show real facts. Sorry, the UN says your video's deleted. Bloop. What's that mean? The UN's watching. And it's watching what you're doing. Oh, we better roll over and kiss their ass now then. Maybe they'll be nicer to us if we just submit. Maybe if you chum the ocean on the Atlantic with a bunch of rotten meat and cut yourself and jump in with sharks, they'll be sweet to you too. So they're making a predatory move on us right now. They have a burning will to kill children. Just an overriding desire to just rape and stab and just torture and make. They just love it. And they just love. They're killing so many children worldwide with these poison shots right now. They are just having an orgy of death.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm not backing down. In fact, I've never been more alive and more ready to do whatever it takes to defend our children. But we don't have any more time. Our children are being killed right in front of us, and I want to explain how psychology works and how the globalist operates so that everybody can get the perspective and then see it for yourself. Because they don't operate like you and I do, okay? Now listen to me very, very carefully here on the Alex Jones Show. We are 340 days out from the midterm elections. They know there's going to be a tsunami bigger than it was in 2016, bigger than it was in last year's and this year's election as well. And so they are in a total and complete panic. And they've got a whole array of things they're going to do to smoke screen and shut down society and start wars and crash economies so that things are so out of control, you just accept another stolen election. They are putting you into this abnormal, confused state. They're putting you into martial law ahead of an even deeper level of martial law that's coming in just 340 days. I told you specifically, months before the 2020 election on November 3rd, that they would then totally ban Trump off of the internet within the first week after the fraudulent election, that they would say it was a red mirage, that they would deliver all of the mail-in ballots they needed to then complete the fraud, that they would then try to outlaw questioning the election. All of that happened exactly as I said, because I know the enemy battle plan. That's why they hate me so much, because I don't need to read their documents. I can see right through everything they're doing. And so can you once you get the perspective. I played that video yesterday of the Florida Everglades, the family on the side of the road by some culverts on a creek catching fish. And they're watching the fish swim around them, the lure. And they don't see a 10-foot alligator swim right up with a little 5-year-old girl about to eat her, because they're so focused on the fish and the lure, they don't see the big giant thing right there in front of them. But once you see it, you can't miss the alligator. And the little girl finally sees it and says, oh, the alligator's coming over to me. Maybe he thinks I'm going to slip in. No, he's about to grab you. It's the same thing. You've got to shift your perspective from the bass and the reeds and the lure to the 10-foot alligator. So, I can talk about this news and this information all day long. But if you don't get the perspective of the globalists and what they're out for, because you want to go fishing, the alligator wants to eat you. You want to go surfing in the Pacific Ocean, the great white shark wants to eat you. You want to drive down the road and go see your grandma, but a crazy crackhead at the four-way stop wants to steal a car because he's high out of his mind. He's about to carjack you. So don't measure the world by what you want and what you're doing and about where you're going. Start looking around and really figuring out history and how these globalists are operating. So before I hit all this huge news, let me just lay this out. And again, this is about perspective. The globalists have created thousands of trillions of fake currency worldwide. They've engaged in all sorts of horrible, bizarre crimes to get there. They've used sex and pedophile rings to compromise the corporate and governmental infrastructure of academia, science, banking, the religious institutions, basically everything. They've gotten control of the top. They've got unlimited fake money. But they know that all of that's spiraling out of control and their own minions are ratting them out and their own people. Look at the fall of Hollywood as a microcosm of the fall of the house of Rothschild and Rockefeller and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. That whole facade, that whole institution is going down. So it needs to trigger a world collapse ahead of time so that it can be in control of the collapse and use the collapse to maintain and expand their power. And that's why you've got to get in the perspective of them and what they've done. They've launched modern 21st century biological and chemical war on us, posing as the saviors in white lab coats who even created the virus itself publicly, believing that you're too stupid to figure it out, and that as things get worse and worse, as they hold your hand and lead you into total destruction, that you'll never be able to admit what they've done to you because of the mass programming of the mass Stockholm syndrome system and the learned helplessness. So I'm going to do this when we come back, but I want to be totally clear about this. I am not attacking President Trump and Senator Paul when I come back because I'm even mad at him. I'm not attacking them because I want to say I'm holier than them and I'm smarter than them and I was right and I knew more than they did. It's not what this is about. This is about lighting a fire under their ass to get them to save themselves and save us in the process, because they are leaders and I know they're both good men. Because if we want to sit here and be mad at Trump for authorizing the poison death shot and the horrible crime he's now a party to, if he doesn't soon say no to this and stand up, is Senator Paul. He's the one that advised Trump. Trump, trust him. And Paul blinded himself because he's a good doctor and just couldn't believe that actually roll out a poisonous injection. And he knows inoculation's a real technology. And so he signed on to this. And now he's got to extricate himself out of that. So instead of talking about how bad Biden is and how he's coming after the newborn babies starting January 1st, or how Germany announced martial law and says forced inoculation with the military door-to-door is coming February 1st, or all the incredible videos of people in what are described as outdoor dog cages in Australia begging and being abused by the guards, and the left sees the videos and says those aren't real, even though they're confirmed to be real. We'll get to all that. We got Robert Barnes in the studio with big news. But if you don't understand why they're doing it and where it's coming from and the globalist mindset and how you don't get in their club unless you're ruthless and unless you'll have sex with children, and that's just the beginning. If you won't kill children, you don't get in the higher echelons. And we could sit here and make this all about the bad guys. But why aren't we asking ourselves, why aren't the good guys, because there are good people in government and good people in corporations, why aren't they speaking out? Why aren't they doing more? And the answer is they're trying to balance things and they're waiting for us. They're waiting for somebody else to be a leader so it's not as dangerous for them. And that's where I come in. And that's where you come in. Because, yes, I will do whatever it takes to expose this, no matter what happens to me personally, because I realize we're going to lose everything in the end anyways if we don't. And so the only shot we've got is securing the future for our children and doing what other men of honor did in the past. And that's where we are. And so you see Joe Rogan doing the right thing. You see Tucker Carlson doing the right thing. You see Paul starting to do the right thing and Trump edging towards it. Well, let's drag them into the light and let's make them do the right thing. Not by going to their houses and breaking their ribs or shooting them at baseball games, but by doing what Stu Peters did, where he confronted the White House Chief of Staff, Meadows, former Chief of Staff, about what the hell's Trump doing with his shot. We've got that clip as well when we come back. Stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
While we speak, hundreds of thousands of children, soon will be millions, across the Western world, not just in America, are being injected with the poisonous GMO bioweapon. Please put on screen today's live show headline, please. And I'm going to lay out how we stop it right now together. Friday emergency broadcast. Biden pledges to forcibly inject all babies at birth with Pfizer's bioweapon. Meanwhile, the globalist controlled CIA has been caught protecting massive pedophile rings in the CIA.
The Great Reset is here. Its goal is to populate the earth. Tune in now and learn how we can fight back and win. So there are a lot of chinks in the New World Order armor, and I try to attack every one of them. Obviously, you being awake, you praying to God, you taking action, that's the number one thing. That's the ocean in which we swim. Being an example to others of telling the truth and being persecuted to inspire others doesn't intimidate real men. Is also another thing you can do, and I've done that. Thanks to you keeping me in the arena, you've done that. Your gravity, your support has held us there. Your gravitas, your will, thank you for joining wills with me. And there are so many ways to fight the tyrants. You're not going to change the hearts of Fauci and Biden and their controllers. They love the fact that you know that they're murderers. They love the fact you know they're pedophiles. It's funny to them. Joe Biden loves the fact that he's always passed his wife around at sex orgies. That's why I bragged about it yesterday with Fauci. It's well known. That's just the tip of the iceberg. They have sex with their children, for God's sakes. That's just the open door to this devilry. So when you look at all that, you can demonize them all day long, and they deserve it, and it's important to do. But more important is understanding why Donald Trump went along with Warp Speed. And if you understand that, you understand how to get Trump to wake up and go against the globalists. And we have to get him on record. We have to get him noticed. We have to let him know. And then if Trump, by a deadline, does not come out and start telling the truth, we have to then have a large convention through our shows and our broadcast, and a consensus needs to be developed on something this important with not just this broadcast, but other shows and listeners, and have a large sounding board committee discussion. And then we have to decide what we're going to do about Trump, because I gave him the benefit of the doubt and knew the globalists hated him so much and wasn't sure exactly which avenue they were going down a year and a half ago. But now it's extremely clear what's happening. And people say, well, he's out of office now. Why don't we just move on from Trump? No, Trump gets basically everybody he supports elected. He is a big drive in the Republican Party, a big fundraiser, and he's getting a lot of good people elected. Some aren't perfect, but they're a lot better than Democrats. And so they want to destroy Trump because he's an asset for America, and if we could really get him to wake up, he'd be a total asset. Now, that's my thoughts on that. But it's important to understand how Trump got sucked into Operation Warp Speed. They came to him and said, hey, we need right to try law. They won't let people have drugs that have been out for decades that will probably save them, even though they're terminal. And Trump said, yeah, let's pass a law that people that are adults are allowed to do whatever experimental therapy they want. I'm all for that. I'm like, yes, innovation. Then they come to him and say, sir, mRNA, it'll totally save people. It'll keep the economy open. If we don't keep the economy open, it'll cause a chain reaction and starve tens of millions to death worldwide. And Trump talked to Senator Paul, and Senator Paul's like, I've looked at the mRNA technology. It looks like it's going to work, sir. I guess we need to go ahead with it. They didn't see the fine print. They didn't know, and it got rammed through. Well, now everybody knows it massive increases in the statistics of you dying if you've had these shots and doesn't protect you and increases your chances of getting COVID and being seriously ill or dying. So we know that's all a fraud. And so now is the time to aggressively get in the face of the Republican Party. And I mean, if people got to go do peaceful sit-ins at their offices or whatever, then that needs to happen. We don't want to see any January 6th stuff, but the left does sit-ins all the time, and the media says they're great. Well, we need to do sit-ins, especially in their home offices, over this until they do something about the poison shot. And we're this close to flipping the Republicans fully against the globalists. And they all know what's going on now. If they'll just have the courage, we can put Fauci in prison, stop the whole thing, reverse this deal right now, and really defeat the globalists. On a mass scale, that there'll still be problems. They're still dug in. The system's still corrupt, but they won't be on this giant offense against humanity. So we can get governors and legislatures and grand juries to move against the New World Order. That'll be good as well. And again, they will try to punish and target and harass whoever does the right thing. But that's okay. Because more people will then stand up. Because courage is contagious. And then they won't be able to stop us all. It's like when they draw the line in the sand and whoever is going to stay, step across. Whoever's going to go, don't step across. And when you realize you have nothing else to lose and the globalists are going to get worse and worse and take more and more freedoms and do more and more horrible things, and that submission is death, then you're not going to go along with it. I mean, things are only going to get worse when we submit to this. And if you want to know where we're going, next segment, I will play a lot of these clips for you. But speaking of clips, let's go to Biden. Remember when he says he wants to make it available to newborns, that means mandatory. Just like right after they said, oh, available to 12 and up, mandatory. Available 5 and up, mandatory. So what he's saying is, we're coming with mandatory injections. And whatever you see in Germany or Australia is coming here, here he is.
I have a 3-year-old. Is there going to be a time that that can, am I going to be okay? Is she going to be okay? Or he going to be okay? And let me say this. I strongly support the independent scientific review of vaccine uses for children under 5. We can't take shortcuts with that scientific work, but I'll do everything in my power to support the FDA to do this safely and quickly as possible when we get to that, around that point.
Oh, we got to do this safely and good and not rush it. When it's all secret, it's all rush. They try to suppress the FDA documents. I mean, just the first few weeks of the injections, mass death. We covered that yesterday. More is breaking on that as we speak. Now, here's Senator Paul getting it right, going in the right direction. But he needs to come out and say, we were misled about these shots. They are causing major health problems. They're erasing immune systems. I was wrong. I was conned into Operation Warp Speed, and Trump would follow suit immediately because he really respects Dr. Paul. They're friends now. So Rand Paul's the person to lobby and to target. And I'm not saying we go do sit-ins next week. I'm simply saying we need to put him on notice that we see him as a real leader. The children demand protection. They're trying to make all this forced right now. The parents are being manipulated into doing it. We need to stand for the children. And he needs to admit he was wrong. Because he's one of the main people that got Trump to go along with this. Here's Senator Paul.
Their new $5 trillion reconciliation plan, and there's no accountability for Fauci. Look, we know that he lied under oath. Will there be any accountability for lying to your face?
We've referred him to the Department of Justice, but then again, Merrick Garland is the one now going after parents that go to school board meetings, so I don't have a lot of hope that he is actually going to be an objectively looking at Fauci's lying. But Fauci should go to prison for 5 years for lying to Congress. They've prosecuted other people that have selectively gone after Republicans, but in no way will they do anything about him lying. But he should be prosecuted for lying. But at the very least, he should be taken out of his position because I think he costs people lives through misinformation. Every time he tells people.
And it's Fauci that created the virus and Fauci that ran the vaccine program with Bill Gates. And so you need to say.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. heating pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show as we broadcast worldwide in defiance of tyranny and their censorship, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, affiliates, and great crew. You're one happy family in this joyous fight against tyranny. The joy of battle. All right, listen, here's the deal. Robert Barnes has been filing suits with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. around the country. He's here filing another suit on Friday in Waco with the big whistleblower. He first broke that here a few months ago before it ever broke, a month before anybody else. He's the lawyer behind it. This dovetails in with the new FDA and CDC documents that came out where they knew it killed thousands in just the first few weeks of the injections. That's all next hour and so much more. And also the attacks on the Seventh Amendment and the attacks on the Fifth Amendment that are going on. The committee chairman of the January 6th committee, the witch hunt, has said that I, Roger Stone, and anybody else, I got the clip next hour, that takes the fifth means we're guilty and that we're criminals and that we should go to jail. That is, again, just complete monstrosity, a 180 from what our country is. But look at my civil trials. Oh, you don't get a jury trial. And Yahoo News is like, oh, he wants a jury. Ah, you don't get that. It's a power grab, folks. These people are bullies. And they're too stupid to realize they're destroying their own future along with ours. So you're living in the midst of a globalist elite revolution by the moneyed powers and the moneyed class through their minions against the general public. Why would they want to destroy a middle class? Henry Ford had problems, but he knew, I want to pay my employees enough to buy my car. Why should he just sell 100 to 100 rich people when he could sell a million to the new middle class? They don't want a middle class, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want that. You understand? So, getting back to Senator Paul, I really want the listeners to have this sink in. I know you're smart. That instead of pressuring Democrats to stop raping us and enslaving us, we need to pressure Republicans, legally and lawfully, because they always say we're calling for violence, and we're calling the opposite. If violence worked, they've already attacked us a lot. I'd be calling for it. They've got it all set up where it'll backfire on us. So I don't just add a proviso, let's not be violent, wink, wink. No, do not throw the first punch. Do not shoot first. Go back to Lexington and Concord at Bunker Hill. What did the captain of the militia say? He said, we don't want a war to start today. We're not going to shoot first. But if they shoot first, it's a war they want. It's a war they'll get. So we're here. We've been warning the people. We've been preparing our forces to peacefully beat this. But they're coming for the children. They're actually attacking the children now. So we have a responsibility. So I'm not going to spend my time on Fauci. I'm going to spend my time on the people that can stop this. And there's nothing wrong with when you're admitted to be wrong and when you're a good person and you tell people you were wrong. And Rand Paul needs to say, listen, I believe in vaccines. They're real technologies. They can have problems. This isn't a vaccine. Now they're trying to force them on everybody. It's making everybody really, really sick. Here's the statistics. Here's the numbers. He's really smart. I've known him since before he was even had his medical degree. And yeah, I was interviewing Rand Paul in 1996 for his daddy to get him reelected to the House of Representatives because he'd been in the 80s for only one term. And again, I used to call up Rand Paul and hear his kids crying in the background. That's how long I've known him, longer than that, hell. And so he's a good guy, but just because we're faced with horrible, evil circumstances, just because the globalists are assaulting everybody, just because it sounds crazy to talk about all this, we've got to be like Tucker Carlson. And say, okay, Alex Jones was right. We're really in deep trouble. This is real fascism. This is a real war. They're really killing us. That's the only way to beat it, isn't it? You're in a fight. I mean, if your house is on fire, you go, well, I choose to not admit it's on fire. I'm just going to claim that it's missing a few shingles. Your house is going to burn down. But if you admit the house is on fire, there's still time to put it out, ladies and gentlemen. But we got to admit how much trouble we're in. So, yeah, coming out and saying arrest Fauci takes a lot of courage. He's done that. Coming out and saying you shouldn't forcibly inoculate people and people that have natural immunity is way, way better. So why are you trying to make them take a shot? Yeah, that's logic. That's common sense. But the rest of the way, Senator, where they admit in all these studies I've got here, mainline studies, that it erases your immune system to take these injections and that it's not a vaccine and that it's causing heart attacks and blood clots and that your own speeches on the Senate floor about it have been censored. That's not just wrong. It's dangerous. And it's not just dangerous. It's clear and present tyranny. That's not just a clear and present danger. It's a clear and present hammer hitting us in the damn head. So, we're already going out to protest Beto tomorrow. We're already going to go out and protest at some of the vaccine injection centers where they're shooting the kids up. I'm doing what I said I'll do. I need you to do similar things. And we need folks to go to Mar-a-Lago and protest. We need Trump supporters to go there and protest Trump and get him to come out against Fauci and this damn shot to say he was misled. But I'm not holding my breath. We get Rand Paul to do it, Trump will follow. Okay? He's the type of guy that puts total faith in doctors and total faith in the military. And some doctors are great and some military are great and some suck. But it doesn't matter. We get Rand Paul. He's the real point. The whole house of cards comes down. And we're this close. And we've already are getting Ted Cruz. And we're already getting Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley. We are driving them into political combat with the globalists as they're supposed to do as American senators standing up for this country against the crazy multinational corporations that think they're going to get away with all this because they can sit back and watch us destroy each other from afar. And that's another huge part of the solutions here. Get the Stu Peters clip ready, please. Is we need to let the New World Order and the Hungarian Queen of England and all the rest of them know that we know who they are and we know what you've done, running your evil mouths about how you want to kill us with a virus, Prince Philip and Prince Charles. And you are the bad guys, just like Fauci and just like Gates. We need to move on up from Fauci and Gates to Prince Charles and to Klaus Schwab. That's the top tier. Those are the guys at the top. And there's other ones in the shadows. They're all related. It's one damn group. You want to talk about some inbred white people, folks? This is them. And the Rothschilds 200 years ago bred into them. Well, 250 it started, but the Rothschilds had bred into these people 250 years ago, and they're basically Saxe Coburg Gotha now. So you can sit there and look at the size of the enemy and all the stuff they're up to and think, well, we just can't beat them. They're going to kill you anyways. All you can do is fight now. And if you identify them and you expose them, they will go down. They will be destroyed by their own operation. But we don't have time to play games. Now, here's Stu Peters getting Mark Meadows on, Stu Peters' frequent guest host, and confronting him about Trump and saying, we need you to do something about this. Because you know Mark Meadows is hearing from his constituents that Trump is destroying himself and helping kill a bunch of people being part of this. Here it is.
Does the president know that the shots that they're calling vaccines that he's pushing on the entire populace are killing all kinds of people?
You know, I don't know that he knows any of that as it relates to the vaccines, Stu. I can tell you that
if I give you the information, would you bring it to him? Because they're pushing this on our kids.
You send it to us. Obviously, I forwarded other information to him. But if you send it to me, I'll be glad to make sure it gets in his hands.
So we need to see a lot more of that. Bravo, Stu Peters, Red Voice Media. All right. This is your last weekend to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, vitamin mineral fusion, 40% off, DNA Force, 40% off, Turbo Force, 40% off, Prostaguard, 50% off, Lung Cleanse, all of it massively discounted. Our biggest sale of the year, Bodies, 40% off, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the new toothpaste, the Coral Calcium Whitening Concentrate Toothpaste, no fillers, so it lasts twice as long. In my experience, you should use half as much. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Great products, super high-quality books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. This is your last 3 days or 2.5 days, and then these sales will end on Monday because we're basically almost, everything's almost sold out, so we've got to go back to regular price, and it'll take months, if not 6 months, to get some of this in because of the supply chain breaking down. InfoWarsStore.com. Supernova Vitality is massively discounted. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All the apparel is at COTS. Yet again, we're selling out of everything to have emergency funding on backup. Thank you for keeping us on air. Hour number two with Robert Barnes in studio, straight ahead. You don't want to miss this next hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.